This past week, Russians paid homage to an American cultural icon. For more than 40 years, Willis Conover brought jazz to the people of the Soviet Union over the Voice of America at a time when the American music form was frowned on by the communist authorities. Conover's Jazz Hour was VOA's most popular program, with an estimated 100 million listeners worldwide. Although the Jazz Hour was not overtly political, for many Soviets it represented freedom. Now, 5 years after Willis Conover's death, Moscow has inaugurated a jazz festival in his honor. Iris Mackler was at the opening and filed this report.
Willis Conover in Washington, D.C., with the Voice of America Jazz Hour.
Once again, tonight, the deep chocolate voice of Willis Conover can be heard in Russia, as it was 6 days a week, every week, for 42 years. Willis Conover broadcast the Jazz Hour on Voice of America from 1954 to his death in 1996, and he played a huge role in popularizing jazz in Russia and Eastern Europe. At the opening of the Willis Conover Jazz Festival in Moscow this past week, American musician Michael Brecker played his inimitable saxophone in tribute to the man everyone here knows simply as Willis.
It's great to be playing here in commemoration of the late, great Willis Conover. It's great to be here and mention his name once again.
He was a real symbol of American freedom, American spirit, American style of life, and so on. I don't know.
Alexander Korchagin is a classical musician, a cellist with the internationally renowned Shostakovich Quartet. But he grew up listening to Willis Conover. And like many here, he used to take his date home early, so he'd be back in time for the 11 p.m. broadcast.
When I was a boy, I sat at the wireless every night, absolutely. And not only listening, but recording with my personal tape recorder. It was very primitive, and the quality of this recording was not very high, but the contents was very important for everybody in music school and for young people.
The communist government was deeply suspicious of jazz and restricted access to this American import. For many years, Willis Conover's program was the only opportunity for millions of people to hear jazz. Alexander Korchagin explains why the Soviets were so resistant to the music.
Jazz is the music of freedom. It gives to musicians possibility for improvisation. It's not so strict, and it's the realization of the free spirit of human nature.
This is a reworking of Dave Brubeck's famous jazz piece, Take Five. Alexander Korchagin's quartet of classical musicians have collaborated with Russia's leading sax player, Alexei Kozlov. Alexei Kozlov listened to Conover's program religiously from 1955 on. They met when Conover visited Moscow in 1967, a period of Soviet liberalization. The Communist Party youth organization held a jazz festival and invited Conover to attend. When he walked onto the stage and gave his signature call, "Time for Jazz," the audience went wild. But following the concert, when Conover held a reception and invited local jazz musicians, the KGB stepped in. Alexei Kozlov remembers.
Willis invited me to come, but the KGB said if we went, we would never be allowed to travel abroad. I explained this to Willis, and he said he understood perfectly.
Kozlov says that when he was under pressure, it was Willis Conover who kept him loyal to his art. The Soviet government was pushing Kozlov to play pop music, but Willis Conover urged him not to abandon jazz.
Then in 1974, I played a concert at Spasso House, the American ambassador's residence in Moscow. Willis Conover played that concert on the radio, and that saved me from persecution. After that, I became untouchable. He literally saved me.
Willis Conover's apolitical music program became a beacon of independence and freedom. Russian poet Joseph Brodsky wrote, "When we listened to the richest in the world bass baritone of Willis Conover, something began to happen, I remember, even to our walk. The joints of highly inhibited Russian frames hearkened to swing." For NPR News, I'm Iris Mackler in Moscow.